All right, let's see if we can figure out what's going on here. I re-uploaded the same design just so we can go off this one again, and I made mine 2 feet by about 3 feet again. So obviously, if you try to go to make it at this time, it's gonna say that it is way too big. So basically, what you want to do is cut this down into sizes that is going to fit on whatever size mat you're using. And to give you a little visual, I'm just gonna add some shapes of the size. So just as a visual, this is the size of a 12 by 12 mat, and this is a 12 by 24 compared to the cutout. I'm gonna take my 12 by 24 square, and as you can see, if I put it over like some of the letters, see, birthday is gonna fit on a full mat. So knowing that, I would select everything and slice. And then, oh my gosh, now that's separated. Okay, I don't need those, that one. And then if you take another rectangle of that size, you can use that. You could do that step over and over again until you cut them into pieces that are gonna fit on your mat. Or if you don't want to slice, you can also click on this and go to contour down here, and you just deselect the ones that you don't want to be cut. And then see that one, maybe I should have added another letter, but see, that part will fit onto one mat. And what I do here is just duplicate, move that over to the side, and then this one I can contour again and then switch it to the next set of letters. Maybe that part too. And then see, that's the other part. I can duplicate again, take that off, and then this piece contour, do the last pieces. For me, this takes way too long. That's why I prefer to just slice it. That's way easier for me. But if you guys prefer to do it this way, you can also do it this way. There's a lot of people that say, you can always contour, don't slice. Okay, that's how you can do it. So this is what it's looking like. And once you delete the little extra rectangles that you make, you should be able to go ahead and make it. And this is how your mats will look.